We're back to the Neil Haley Show on the Total Celebrity segment, and I'm excited to welcome the program from HBC Speechless, Cedric Yarbrough. Cedric, thanks for calling. How are you, man?
Oh, good morning. I'm well. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, and I wanted to talk about this show and how amazing this show is, especially how it highlights a special needs student and how the family is able to deal with it and deal with the outside environment with it. I think it's such a breath of fresh air, and a lot of my families, I also own a tutoring and consulting company, talk about specifically enough the process of just having a show that they really can relate to, Cedric. Isn't that true?
It's... you took a lot of the words right out of my mouth, man. It's an amazing show. It's groundbreaking. And to have an actor who actually has cerebral palsy, who actually has special needs on the show is a rarity. There's very small depiction of having characters with a disability, and to actually have the actor who... have the disability working on the show is a true find. It's very different, and but it's an aspect of the show, but it's not the main focus of the show. The main focus of the show is to really make a really funny show that people really enjoy and can relate to, even in its differences. And so that's our main goal of the show. And I think people are really tuning in just to watch. They've fallen in love with these characters, and they just like laughing.
It's and Cedric, it's the family life that we see. Because we're not just focusing on one of the characters. We're focusing on the entire family and how they're able to deal with the challenges of life that we all, Cedric, deal with in life and family life. So it's not like, okay, we're jumping. It's great that there's a character like this. However, it's awesome in the fact that we can relate to this family so much, and specifically ways they tell it like it is in certain ways.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, all of us, if you do have kids, you know that your kids are wonderful, and you also know that your kids are jerks sometimes. So we show that with a kid with cerebral palsy who is a typical teenager who loves girls and is cheating on his schoolwork, and also is a great brother and friend. But then you also you run into the other kids on the show that our middle son is also a nerd and know-it-all, but also really fun and fun-loving. And then we have the youngest daughter on the show who's extremely smart, an athlete, but also gets into her little troubles as well, and also with the parents. And so I think people are really tuning in because, first, it's different, and it's something that you've never seen before. But even in its differences, you see a lot of similarities to your family. We all have kids and parents, and then that neighbor that also loves our kids just as much as we do. And so that's the character that I play, and so people are really enjoying it, which I'm thrilled with. I'm having such a good time with working on the show, but the outreach and the things that people are saying to me just on the street are pretty cool.
They're definitely cool, and that's really cool.
Yeah.
And let's kind of go into your character, because I have watched the show, and I really enjoy the show. The fact that you are JJ's helper, and you help navigate him through specific things. So tell me specifically how that preparation for that character, and how it's a different character than you're used to playing in certain ways. Even though you have your comedic end of it, it's a little different.
Yeah, definitely. When I got the role, or when I first read the script and first read the role, I was really drawn to it because it was nothing like that I'd ever done before. You know, I'm used to doing a lot of stuff on you know, cable and even in film, but to do something on network was something I was really attracted to, just to get more of a wider range of people, just to kind of see what that some of the stuff that I've been able to, you know, do, and I wanted to you know, get in that format, but to see this type of show done, I thought if you could do this type of show and do it well, it could be, you know, groundbreaking. And when I booked the role, I wanted to meet with someone who had cerebral palsy, who also had an aide who communicated that right. way. And I was able to meet a young woman named Eva Sweeney, who does use a communication board and also has a part-time live-in aide who will come in and also live with her, and also you know, goes away from time to time, but uses a lot of the same aspects that we use in the show. I found it fascinating. And just the relationship that they have is so close, and to be able to sometimes even you kind of anticipate what she's about to say, because you guys know each other so well. And that was the kind of relationship I wanted to be able to have on Speechless. And so when I got to meet Micah, the actor who plays JJ, I wanted that relationship to be one that you could just—it was palatable. Like you know, my relationship with Micah Cedric and Micah's relationship is very comparable to the one that's on the show. I really enjoy Micah the person. He's an outstanding young fellow and really funny and has great questions, and he comes from a great family. And I wanted that relationship to be shown on TV. When you see us together, he's like, okay, those two belong together. It doesn't even look weird. Those guys are just homies. And so I think we've been able to use our real relationship and foster that and use that on TV.
All right. So again, the season premieres tonight at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Central. Where's the best place we can, Cedric, we can find information on you and follow you and stuff? Where can we go?
Oh, yeah. You can find me on Instagram at Cedric Yarbrough, and you can also find me on Twitter at Cedric Yarbrough. And, you know, I'll tweet you back. And I'm just glad that people are really finding a cool hang on Wednesday nights on ABC, just to you know, watch it. You can watch the stuff with your family, you can watch it with your grandparents, you can watch it with your girlfriend. It's just a funny show that people really like.
All right, well, Cedric, great talking to you. Best of luck and continued success in your career. Thanks again for calling.
Thank you, man. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye. You're listening to Neil Haley's show, and we'll be back in just a moment.